Oh man, you're going to be one of my new best friends. That's awesome. You'll have to, send me all that information you got for that ghost satellite. So I want to decode one of those. That's something I've been wanting to do forever. But my buddy Joe, NACN, you'll catch him out here every once in a while too. He's also a satellite nut. The Chilean Amateur Radio Club. Chilean Amateur Radio Club actually did a ISS contact at the public library and had a whole bunch of kids to ask questions and stuff like that. They had a whole rack full of radios and stuff like that. I think it's on YouTube somewhere. It's pretty neat. So. And you're re-sparking my brain on doing satellite stuff again. It's been a while. I've actually toyed around with the idea of making one of those helical antennas that you just kind of leave there, and it's got like this mushroom radiation pattern for receive. Just leave it there, and I 3D printed all the pieces for it. I was going to make it and leave it in my parents' front yard and leave an SDR hooked up to it with an LNA and the NOAA filter to automate the decoding or the receiving of those satellites. Because GPredict can control SDR Sharp for that. And then you just have WX to IMG do its thing. Assuming the Kepler-Arian data actually stays in sync, because I had a huge issue with making that work. But guess I can't do that anymore.